We kept our commitment, Democrats and Republicans, of sending $1,400 rescue checks to 85% of American households. We've already sent more than 160 million checks out the door. It's making a difference. You all know when you go home.
You know, when I think of that, it's making a difference, I don't think of it making a good difference. I mean, it's nice to be the recipient of a check, but I see the effect that it's having on the economy, on wages, on the difficulty of finding employees across the board, the challenges that it's causing. I don't see these as good effects. He didn't really dwell on that last night. Of course, that was President Biden, his first big address to a joint session of Congress. In the room watching the speech, Senator Rick Scott, our senator from the great state of Florida. Senator, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. You know, we didn't talk about sending the checks to people in prison, to felons. He didn't talk about that part. He didn't talk about the fact that, you know, this is going to take us to $30 trillion in debt. He didn't talk about that. I mean, you know, he didn't talk about whose taxes got raised. And that bill that he's talking about, these stimulus checks, they raised the taxes already on people making less than $400,000, unless all those Uber drivers and DoorDash workers all making over $400,000 a year. And if they are, then we ought to have more people trying to do that job. It's just completely disingenuous.
And the president makes $400,000 a year, so it's kind of a funny breakpoint for him to have as his, you know, the cap on tax increases. But I don't get the thinking, quite frankly. See, to me, if somebody gets a dollar, it's a thank you note. The fact that somebody gets 500,000 thank you notes doesn't make them bad. That makes them really, really good. I don't know why it's important to target them, that suddenly at that point they become the ones that we should take more away from. I really don't get the thinking.
No, I mean, the Democrats, by the way, they want everything for free. The truth is, Biden's gone radical, radical, radical left, but it's not enough. They want everything free. They want your education free, your food free, your health care free, your gasoline free, your house free. Everything's free. And, you know, and if you ask people if that's popular, yeah, gosh, it's really popular. He doesn't tell you that, one, you got to pay for it, so your taxes are going up, and you can't just tax the rich to pay for all this stuff. And number two is, then Washington, with your tax dollars, they're going to control your whole life. They'll make every decision they can for you. They'll tell you what health care you can have, what car you can have, what food you can have. They'll make all your decisions for you, what faith you can have, what family you can have. They're going to tell you everything. What's this sound like? It sounds like how we beat the Soviet Union. I mean, we're going down the most radical path that this country's ever, ever, ever gone down. And, I'm going to fight this up. But, I mean, we can't. I talk to small businesses. They can't get a worker now, because they're competing with the government. The government is saying, oh, stay home and you'll make more money. What are people going to do? They're going to make economic decisions. I mean, this stuff that he's trying to do, and by the way, there's no dollar amount that's too much. First off, think about it. We already spent over $4 trillion last year. The federal government only takes in $3.5 trillion of revenues. But last year, just for COVID, we spent $4 trillion, and this year, you add all of Biden's proposals, it's $6 trillion. Who's paying for this?
Well, I think of what you said a moment ago, to me, is thinking about the long-term, and not even long-term, but the medium-term ripples from all of this. Like, as you said, if you increase the pay for federal workers, you're now making it harder for private employers to compete. If you if you send all of this money into the economy to reward people, maybe out of what seems like generosity, but you're making it easier to not work. I know every employer I know cannot find employees. That means wages have to be offered higher, and that means prices go up. And so you have this inflationary cycle. Aside from the printing of money, you have this inflationary cycle.
Andrew, I was shocked last night. You know what? Remember when he talked about raising minimum wage? I thought he was going to say $1 million so we'd have no poor people. I mean, that's like everybody to 1%. I mean, where does it end? I mean, this guy has gone off a deep end. The Democrats, they want to control everything. You know, they're in a crisis at the border. Did he talk about that? No. Did he talk about packing the Supreme Court? No, because that's not popular. He talked about killing the Keystone Pipeline. He forgot about that. About $30 trillion in debt that we're going to hit soon. No. He talked about gasoline prices up 70 cents since he got elected. No. None of the things that are important issues to tackle, like inflation, national debt, he didn't want to talk about that. Let's talk about giving more stuff away to people. That's all he did.
So what is the realistic prospect of preventing any of this? Because I'll just tell you, my own reaction as I'm watching the speech last night is I just had my head in my hands. I was so discouraged to realize just how radical this agenda is and how little opportunity there is to thwart it. What do you think? I mean, is there a way to stop this?
Absolutely. We stop this by all of us showing up and saying, this is crazy. It's doing what you do every day by explaining to people the craziness of the radical left and Joe Biden. You do it, and then guess what happens? Your listeners, they call their friends, they call people they know in the legislature, in Congress, and they say, stop. This doesn't make sense. So we're going to stop this stuff and get the economy going on again like we did in Florida. In Florida, I didn't tell everybody everything was free. I didn't say, oh, here's a throw money at everybody. No, I said, let's act responsibly. We actually, guess what? We cut taxes 100 times. We had record funding for education, record funding for transportation, record funding for the environment. How do we do that? We grew the economy. We didn't kill jobs. We didn't say, we don't like those jobs. And by the way, this fallacy that we're going to create all these good paying jobs. I mean, where did Obama or where has Biden created a good paying job? Oh, yeah, they have in federal government. Yeah, they grow the size of government. That's where they pay. So you and what your listeners are doing, you have to go to work every day, right? But what they do is they create all these federal jobs and pay people an unbelievable amount of money. So it doesn't work. We got to stop. And so that's what I'm doing every day. But the left, they want to control your life. They want to control our whole country.
Well, it's very interesting, as I say, you know, and as you say as well, to see the consequences of this. And I'm hopeful, you know, that people get it. I'm hopeful that they'll look at, for example, this proposal to have 3 through age 18 free education, or 3 through grade 18 14 education, that all the way up through, you know, the second year of college to pay for it. If we can barely afford to pay for K through 12 now, where will the money come to fund an additional 4 years of schooling?
It's free. It's free. I mean, it's up here. Everything's free. There's no, here's the thing. I am scared to death of $30 trillion of the debt.
Yeah.
I'm concerned what's going to happen when interest rates continue to go up and gasoline prices go up and home prices go up and food prices go up, which is happening. Household good prices are going up, but it's up here. They don't care. They don't care. It doesn't, up here in the Senate and Congress, they still get paid, you know, and so it's just they're oblivious to it. I've asked Biden, you know, we talk about inflation, talk about the debt, talk about the crisis on the border. No, we don't want to do that. And guess what? I mean, think about it. They gave Vice President Harris gave her more responsibility because she's done such a good job on the border. Like she's done nothing on the border. That was her job. She was that 36 days ago. She was given that responsibility. I mean, given Harris the responsibility on the border, it's like giving somebody an arsonist the job to be a firefighter. I mean, she doesn't do anything. She's never done anything.
Well, I am like you. I am hopeful for the future. I am concerned about the present and what's the damage that's going to be done in the interim. Senator Rick Scott, he is our former governor from the great state of Florida and our current senator. Senator, thanks for the time this morning. Thanks for doing what you do to get the message out. We appreciate it, sir. Be a voice for reason in D.C.
Hi, Andrew.